From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week, let's head down to Carbondale Way and see what's going on at Crab Orchard, Kincaid. You know who that means. I'm talking about Josh Jackson. This guy's fishing for something, I guarantee it. I'll be right back with Josh.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
Hey, big boy, what are you doing?
Well, Al, we're in full swing fishing season around here again. I don't really know if it ever ends, but we've been out chasing bass, chasing bluegill, chasing crappie, a little bit of everything. The spawn is just about through here. And we targeted bass, we targeted crappie, and the bluegill are just now getting fired up. So, we've been chasing the bass around, trying to get some offshore post-spawn action going, but they really haven't quite moved out yet. The water temperature has stayed low this spring for, I don't know if it's all the rain we've had or just the temperatures in general, but the fish have, for the most part, all spawned out, and they're still staying tight to the bank, and I believe it's just because of the water temperature.
Unusual spring, wasn't it? I know, Carlisle, we're having trouble getting the water to the 70s. We're there now, but seemed like it took forever. I mean, get to the end of May before you have 75 degree water. That's kind of unusual.
It is. It's very unusual, and you know, it's been a little bit tricky trying to figure out how to get that bite. You know, typically they spawn and they push out of that grass into the 18, 20 foot water and suspend, and they've just stayed in that grass. And you know, one way I like to get them when they're spawning is a Senko, a weightless Senko. It's a real subtle bait. You know, you're slow fishing. It's very, very slow. You know, it may take me an hour to fish a 100-yard stretch of bank. And I'm basically just throwing it in the grass and letting that thing settle as slow as it can. And those post-spawn fish or even spawning fish just have a hard time resisting it. You know, you get a heavy weight on there and it blows by the fish, and they're protecting a nest or whatever they're doing. They don't really eat it like they will something slow falling, more natural presentation. So
it's
that's
one
what
of
I've
those,
been doing.
It's one of those, if you think you're fishing slow, go slow down, right?
Slower down, that's right. You know, my trolling motor's on one, and I'm just as slow as I can go down the banks right now, and that's about the only way I can get bit.
What about the bluegill? I mean, you've got some spots down there that are unbelievable bluegill spots.
Yeah, so we actually went yesterday. I had a good friend, Tim Robert, and his son Jacob come down. He's just getting into fishing. So we took him to some farm ponds that we've got, and the bluegill are on bed. They were actually on bed the last moon we had really well, and it kind of pulled off a little bit, but they'll be back here in a couple weeks. But yeah, we're fishing just basically a worm and a hook and a split shot, just like you did when you were kids. And we're cruising around these lakes and ponds and looking for the actual beds. And the big males will sit up there on the bed. Females will come in quick, dump the eggs, and the male will come back and guard the eggs and fertilize the eggs. So we're just cruising down the bank. You see I call it honeycombs. You see a honeycomb pattern on the bank, and kind of keep your distance off because they will spook, and then just cast cork and a worm to them, and it's just a ton of fun.
wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. And with Smooth Bush Beer, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois. Is mowing and cutting taking up too much of your fishing time? Go to Rams Hours Farm Supply for the lawn and garden machines to get the jobs done fast, easy, even fun. From everything from push mowers to lawn and garden tractors, even zero-turn mowers, Rams Hours has the very best. Husqvarna, Ferris, Snapper, and Simplicity. Get your best deal on the brand of your choice, and Rams Hours backs up their chainsaws, trimmers, tillers, and mowers with great service after the sale. Rams Hours, Route 161, just a little west of Centralia. Phone 533-4457.